Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the MOV show. It's a little bit gray out there today.
Yeah.
Cloudy and 68 degrees. But you know what? That's not going to stop us from getting into the exciting stuff that's happening around the Parkersburg and Marietta area. So let's jump right into it with some backyard news.
I am ready.
All right. So let's talk about this Vienna mayoral election.
Okay.
I mean, it's not every day you see a newcomer like Chad Emmerich come in and defeat a two-decade incumbent like Randy Rapp.
That is true.
What are your thoughts on this? 2017 votes to 1,760.
Well, yeah. You know what? I think it really shows that people are ready for change.
Yeah.
They're looking for something new, a fresh perspective for Vienna. And Emmerich, during his campaign, he really stressed unity.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to make sure that all residents feel like they're being heard, that they're represented, regardless of what neighborhood they live in, their background.
Right.
It'll be really interesting to see how he puts that into action, how he turns that vision into actual policies.
And you're right, because Mayor Rapp had such a significant impact over the past 20 years.
Absolutely.
Two decades. That's a long time.
You know, and to his credit, he seems to be taking this really well.
Yeah.
Spending more time with family now. But still, I think this is a big turning point for Vienna.
It is.
And of course, we can't forget about Councilwoman Kim Williams.
Yeah.
She ran a good race, too. Even though she didn't win, she's made it very clear that she's still committed to serving the community.
Yeah, I think we're really fortunate to have so many dedicated people who really want to make Vienna the best it can be.
Absolutely.
Speaking of dedicated people, have you heard about this production of Beauty and the Beast at the Actors Guild?
Oh, yeah.
It's running downtown right now.
It is.
I've heard it's amazing.
The local talent here is just unbelievable. I've heard Kit Parsons as Gaston.
Oh, yeah.
He is just stealing the show. He's just really embracing that villain that we love to hate.
You gotta love a good villain.
Oh, yeah.
Then you have George Lippmann playing Maurice.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing a totally different vibe. Very gentle, kind of whimsical.
Yeah, it really shows the range of talent in this production.
Absolutely. And don't forget, Missy Arnold is the enchanted plate.
Oh, fun.
I bet she brings a lot of energy.
I bet.
And I read that the choreographer, Alexis Parsons, she's really put together some incredible, really fun dance numbers.
It sounds like a must-see. And I love that it's AGPPJ.
Yeah.
Perfect for the whole family. Though parents might want to be aware there are a few intense scenes, you know, just to be prepared.
Right. You can find all the info you need, tickets and showtimes, on the Guild's website.
Perfect.
All right. Well, let's move from the stage to the volleyball court.
Okay.
Those Warren Warriors are making history.
They are.
They're headed to the Ohio High School Athletic Association state semifinals.
Wow.
It's the first time ever.
I know. It's so exciting.
It's time once again to dive into the big news.
All right.
Where we break down the latest state and national headlines that have folks talking.
Yeah. It has been a busy couple of weeks.
You're not kidding.
Yeah.
It's been a whirlwind of activity,
mm-hmm.
especially on the political front.
Right.
Let's start with the big one. The state Senate election results.
Okay.
We saw a pretty dramatic shift in the balance of power, didn't we?
We did.
The Republicans now hold a supermajority.
Yes.
In the Senate. With 32 seats.
32-2.
To the Democrats, too.
That's a big change.
That kind of dominance is going to have a significant impact.
Huge impact.
On how legislation moves through the state government.
Definitely.
In the coming years.
It'll be very interesting to see how things play out.
Makes you wonder what kind of changes we might see here locally, right?
I mean,
when one party has that much control, it really opens the door for them to push their agenda.
Absolutely. It gives them considerable leverage to shape the legislative agenda.
Be sure.
You can bet we'll be seeing a lot of discussion around issues like economic development, infrastructure, and potentially social programs as well.
And speaking of new faces in the Senate, we have two brand new senators.
That's right.
Joining the ranks this time around.
Yep.
Tom Willis, a Republican from Berkeley County.
Uh-huh.
And Joey Garcia, a Democrat from Marion County.
Okay.
What do you make of them?
Well, it's interesting to see the contrasting approaches they bring to the table.
Right.
Willis seems to be laser focused on economic competitiveness.
Uh-huh.
He's been talking a lot about the need to attract new industries to West Virginia.
Okay.
And improve infrastructure to support business growth.
Yeah. I've heard him mention diversifying the state's economy, which is something a lot of folks have been calling for, especially with the decline of the coal industry.
Absolutely.
And on the other side, we have Garcia,
yeah,
who's all about community building
wow.
and sustainability.
Right.
He's passionate about creating better jobs.
He is.
Improving healthcare and education and protecting our natural resources.
Yeah.
For future generations.
Important issues for sure.
It's like they represent two sides of the same coin, both working towards a better West Virginia, but with different ideas about how to get there.
Right.
It'll be fascinating to see how they navigate the political landscape.
For sure.
And what kind of compromises they might reach.
It's going to be interesting to see how it all shakes out.
One thing's for sure, it won't be a dull moment in the Senate.
I don't think so.
With these two on board.
Definitely not.
And it's not just the Senate where the Republicans solidified their hold.
That's right.
The House of Delegates saw an increase in their majority as well, with 91 out of 100 seats.
91, that's a commanding majority.
Wow, 91.
It is.
That's a pretty resounding victory for them.
For sure.
What does this mean for the House's legislative agenda?
Well, it gives them a clear mandate to enact their policies.
Okay.
It's likely we'll see a strong push for legislation aligned with Republican priorities.
Okay.
Particularly in areas like policy, energy, and social issues.
It'll be interesting to see how this new dynamic plays out between the two chambers of the legislature. Do you think we'll see more collaboration or more conflict?
That's a great question. It's hard to say for sure at this point.
Okay.
But I think it's safe to say that the next few years will be a defining period for West Virginia politics.
Right.
The decisions made now will have long-lasting consequences.
Yeah.
For the state and its residents.
Definitely something for our listeners to keep an eye on.
For sure.
Now let's shift gears for a moment and talk about something that's been causing a few headaches.
Right.
For folks traveling on I-64. That tractor-trailer accident near Barboursville.
Oh, right. That was a pretty unfortunate incident.
Yeah.
Thankfully, the driver was okay.
Yeah, that's good.
But it did create quite a disruption on the interstate for a while.
It certainly highlights the challenges we face with infrastructure in our state, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Anyone who travels on I-64 regularly knows.
Right.
There are stretches that are in dire need of repair.
Definitely.
It's a good reminder that investing in infrastructure is not just about convenience. It's about safety as well.
Absolutely.
Well-maintained roads and bridges are crucial for preventing accidents.
Right.
And ensuring the smooth flow of goods and services throughout the state.
Exactly.
I think we can all agree on that.
I think so.
Now on a brighter note.
Okay.
There's something exciting happening up north in Wheeling.
All right.
That's sure to bring some holiday cheer.
Sounds good.
The annual Festival of Lights at Ogle Bay Park.
Yeah.
The Festival of Lights.
It's a beloved tradition.
It is.
For many families in the area. Over 100 dazzling light displays spread across the park.
Yeah.
It's truly a spectacular sight.
And this year they're adding a brand new attraction.
Oh, wow.
A drone show. Can you imagine?
Really?
Over 150 drones lighting up the night sky.
That's impressive.
Synchronized to music.
That sounds amazing.
It sounds pretty amazing.
Yeah.
It's a testament to the organizers' commitment to keeping the festival fresh. And exciting year after year.
They do a great job.
They're really pulling out all the stops this time.
Sounds like it.
It's not just about the pretty lights either.
Right.
The Festival of Lights brings a huge economic boost.
It does.
To the Wheeling area, right?
Absolutely. Attracts tourists from all over the region, filling up hotels, restaurants, and shops.
Yeah.
Like a win-win for everyone.
For sure.
Visitors get to experience the magic of the holidays.
Right.
And the local economy gets a much needed boost.
It's a great reminder that sometimes the things that bring us joy can also have a positive impact on our communities.
Yeah.
Now, while we're on the topic of finances,
okay,
there's some news that might be hitting a little closer to home.
All right.
For some of our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
The proposed rate hike from West Virginia, American Water.
Yes. The proposed increase to the Distribution System Improvement Charge.
Yeah.
Or DSIC.
Right.
This is something that could potentially impact a lot of households.
For sure.
In our area.
It's definitely worth paying attention to.
It is.
So what exactly does the DSIC cover?
Okay.
And why are they proposing an increase?
Well, the DSIC is specifically designed to fund improvements to our water infrastructure.
Okay.
Things like replacing aging water mains, upgrading fire hydrants, and improving service lines to homes and businesses. The proposed increase is meant to cover the rising costs of these projects.
Okay.
And ensure that we have a safe and reliable water system for years to come.
Yeah.
It's an investment in our future, really.
Yeah, it's definitely an important investment.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand why people might be concerned about a rate hike.
Right.
Especially with the cost of living already on the rise.
For sure. It's a tough balance.
Yeah.
Trying to keep costs down for consumers
mm-hmm.
while also ensuring we have the infrastructure in place.
Right.
To meet our needs.
Exactly. And it's not just about the immediate costs either.
Right.
We need to be thinking long term about the sustainability
yeah.
of our water system.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't invest in these upgrades now,
right.
we could be facing even bigger problems
yeah.
and costs down the road.
That's a good point. It's easy to get taught up
yeah.
in the short term.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes those tough decisions up front
right.
can save us a lot of trouble later on.
Absolutely. Now, before we move on,
I do want to encourage our listeners to stay informed about this proposed rate hike.
Yeah.
The Public Service Commission is currently reviewing the proposal.
Okay.
And there will be opportunities for public comment.
That's a good reminder, folks.
Yeah.
Your voice matters.
It does.
Make sure you make it heard.
Absolutely.
If you have concerns or questions
mm-hmm.
about the proposed increase.
Speaking of voices being heard.
Yeah.
Let's circle back to those new senators for a moment.
Okay.
It's interesting to see how their individual priorities reflect
mm-hmm.
the broader challenges facing West Virginia.
You're right. It's almost like they embody
yeah.
two different visions for the state's future.
Uh-huh.
Willis, with his focus on economic growth, and Garcia, with his emphasis on community well-being.
Exactly. Willis's talk about attracting new industries
right.
and improving infrastructure
mm-hmm.
speaks to the need for economic diversification.
Yeah.
We can't rely on the industries of the past
yeah, yeah.
to carry us into the future.
Yeah.
We need to create new opportunities
yeah.
and attract new talent to West Virginia.
And that's where Garcia's focus on community building comes in.
Yeah, absolutely.
If we want to attract people to our state,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
we need to make sure it's a place
right.
where they want to live and raise their families.
We need strong communities,
mm-hmm.
good schools, quality health care,
yeah.
and a healthy environment.
Well,
if
yeah.
we can create those things,
huh.
the economic opportunities will follow.
It's about creating a virtuous cycle,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
A strong economy supports thriving communities,
mm-hmm.
and yeah. thriving communities attract businesses and investment.
Right.
It all works together.
Exactly. It's a holistic approach to development.
Mm-hmm.
And it's encouraging to see both of these senators,
yeah.
despite their different party affiliations,
right.
recognizing the importance of both economic growth and community well-being.
It gives me hope that maybe, just maybe,
yeah.
we can find some common ground
mm-hmm.
and work together to create a brighter future.
Hey, great.
For West Virginia. What I love about this area is how much community support there is for local businesses.
Yeah.
And today we're going to highlight two businesses that have become icons in the MOV.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about Napoli's Pizza and McCappy's Donuts.
I mean, those are two names that just...
Right. You can't think of...
Make you hungry.
One without the other. Napoli's and McCappy's have been around for decades.
That's impressive.
Decades. Napoli's opened its doors in 1966.
Wow.
And McCappy's followed just a few years later in 1972.
Wow. That's longevity right there.
That's staying power, especially in the restaurant industry.
Exactly.
Yeah. But what really got me was the origin story of Napoli's Cup. It all started with two brothers, Wayne and William Waldeck,
mm-hmm.
and their mom, Madge. Now, they opened this pizza shop to give their mom a sense of purpose after their dad passed away.
That's really sweet. That's a great way to honor his memory.
And think about it.
Yeah.
1966.
Yeah.
Pizza wasn't exactly a common thing around here back then.
It was a novelty.
Can you imagine opening up a pizza place when most people probably hadn't even tried pizza yet?
I mean, it was very unusual for the time, so they were really ahead of the trend.
And the crazy thing is, they didn't set out to build this big, successful business empire.
Right.
They just wanted to help their mom.
Right.
But that pizza, it was so good. Just a year later, they opened a second location in Parkersburg just to keep up with demand.
Word of mouth, right? Like,
yeah.
that's really how you know it's good.
Talk about success. And that's where their mom, Madge's story, takes another delicious turn.
Oh, okay.
Not only was she an amazing pizza maker, but she was also known for her donuts.
Wait, so the same woman who is behind those delicious pizzas is also behind
yes.
McCappy's Donuts?
Yes, Madge. Her donuts were just as legendary as her pizza.
Wow.
And when they opened that second Napoli's in Parkersburg, they had some extra space and they thought,
okay,
why not put Madge's donut skills to good use?
I mean, brilliant, right?
And that's how McCappy's was born.
Wow, talk about serendipity.
With that little extra space in the Napoli's.
Mm-hmm.
But did you know McCappy's almost had a different name.
Oh, really?
They originally wanted to call it Happy's Donuts.
I see where that could be problematic.
Yeah, they had to add the Mac because of trademark issues.
I got it.
But get this. In the 1990s, they had a legal battle with McDonald's.
No way!
Over the Mac in their name.
You're kidding.
And you know what?
What?
They won.
That's amazing.
They took on a corporate giant and they won. That's MOV pride right there.
It really is. That's a fantastic story.
But beyond all the legal drama, what really stands out about these businesses is their commitment to quality and staying true to Madge's original recipes. Napoli's has pasta, salads, sandwiches.
And those garlic butter rolls.
Garlic rolls are amazing.
The marinara sauce.
And McHappy's has breakfast sandwiches and muffins.
It's like they have something for everyone.
They really do.
It's great.
Napoli's and McHappy's, they're more than just businesses. They're a part of our community. Well, that's all the time we have for today's highlights.
Be sure to check out Napoli's and McHappy's if you haven't already.
And we'll see you on the MOV show.